With the rising sun on her wedding day, she raised her eyes to the heavens, and she thanked Hashem for the man of truth, with whom she would build a nation. But with nightfall came, destiny betrayed, the veil concealing another. Yet a sister's shame, not her shattered dreams, took hold of her heart and her senses. Mama Rachel, cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? If you raise your sweet voice now as then, the day will come. Mama Rachel, cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? Bizichuteich v'shavuvani v'ligulon. In a roadside grave, she was laid to rest. Solitude forever, but her voice gave hope to the broken hearts of her daughters and sons bound for exile. When her plaintive cry gained divine consent, a challenge to her Maker. Can the mercy of mere flesh and blood run deeper than yours, our Creator? Mama Rachel, cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? If you raise your sweet voice now as then, the day will come. Mama Rachel, cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? V'zichuteich v'shavuvonim ligvulon. Now your voice is still, as you heed the call of Mini Koelech Mibechi. It's our Father's will, He who made us all, dare we ask of you to defy Him. Yet a frightened child, numb from pain and grief, remains forlorn and uncertain, clinging to the faith that it can be heard as it cries out to its mother. Mame, mame, weh noch amor, trennen sonst du gissen und azor, betten von Baschef, fern Himmel, die shed a tear for your dear children. If you raise your sweet voice now and then, the day will come. Mommy, mommy, cry, cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? Bizechutech v'shavu vanim.